She reminds me some of a blue-eyed dog, a strange look there in her eyes. Surprisingly quick with her movements, like a woman who's learned to survive. She empties the ashtrays and passes the booze in a crude but professional style. And her facial contortions are painfully set in a look that resembles a smile. And the small crowded bar roars loud its approval of some verbal blow that she's dealt by telling a trucker from the Red Ball Express to have intercourse with himself. In my mind, I can see her room, the place where the woman lives. The rollers and the curlers and the old pantyhose and the ceiling that leaks like a sieve. And there's pictures of Merle and Johnny and June and Kennedy there with a flag. And a letter from home that she's read 10 times. And an old blue traveling bag. You know that man she loves? Ah, he's putting her on. But no queen could love him more. And in her mind, her ship has sailed to 100 exotic shores. But Lord, she'll get no pity from me. No, she's tough, and she wouldn't care. But life is made up of wishes and dreams, and she's had more than her share. As I sit here and drink, and I look for a song, I think I just found me one. There's a difference in fallen women and one who is still hanging on.